At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Football Giants. That has been the theme the past 2 days. Of course, the Giants firing Brian Daboll, and then in a press release yesterday, saying that Joe Shane is going to lead the search for a new head coach. We then get a report today, you know, after obviously reacting to that news, how could they possibly keep Joe Shane? Then we get a report from Ian O'Connor saying that it's not a given that Joe Shane's going to be retained. Just for now, he is. And obviously, Mr. Mara's health has a big reason or big impact on what's going on there with the decision-making and maybe the timeline on things. So the way that we would do it, BT, is just kind of ignore the fact that the same way that it would be if it were just Daboll being fired. I also think, by the way, they should have fired Daboll and Shane Bowen. That's what we were saying before. All right, you want to keep Shane for now. Who cares? As long as he eventually goes. If the press release yesterday didn't read as if Shane was staying on long-term based on merit, then I don't think people would have had an issue. We would have just assumed that it was going to be over when the season ended.
Yeah, and I look at these, and I remember saying this a couple hours ago, like the Giants really had four options. They could have fired both. They could have kept both. They could have kept Daboll, fired Shane, which was not really going to happen. Or they could have fired Daboll, and they could have kept Shane. We know what they did. Now maybe there's a different context as to why they did what they did.
For now.
For now, that's where I'm going. I mean, listen, there's a lot of work that goes into this, and I can't stress this enough. And if they don't have the appetite to deal with this right now, and they punt it down the road, and they give themselves a month or two of breathing room where they don't have to reassemble the staff of scouts who are 90% deep into their scouting, I would imagine, and all the draft work that they've already done as a group. Like, it's not just, I know it seems like a simple fix, fire the head coach, fire the GM. It entails so much, and they're just not ready to do it. I mean, I hope that they are, and I say this with respect, of course, but I mean, I hope that they are when it's ultimately time to make the decision, because I don't think that Joe Shane is it. But yeah, there seems to be a couple of different forces at play here.
You know, one other thing, we know the Jets play Thursday. We haven't heard anything from the Giants outside of that release. We don't know what the deal is with Jackson Dart, right?
No, we don't know yet.
Okay, so if
he's not playing.
I wouldn't think so, but then, I mean, the game's become even, I don't care who's coaching the game, Kafka, whoever, it could be anybody else. If he's not playing, why are we watching at this point? We all know. And then you can make the argument, I'm not a believer in tanking, although in this particular case, I don't see what benefit there could possibly be for the Giants winning games. We don't know if the general manager is going to be back. We know there's no head coach. For Kafka himself, yeah, he's going to want to win some football games. But if it's not Jackson Dart, if Dart were playing, different story. Without Jackson Dart, I almost think the Giants are just better off losing.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have Jackson Dart, and I'm not even here with the Jets, which I usually am. Like, the Jets obviously need a quarterback. You know, I love Mendoza from Indiana.
But that's a different story. They're building something here.
True, but so are the Giants. They're trying to learn how to win. They have no idea how to win.
They've already failed at that. They're not building. This is year four. The new head coach coming in. And again, if Dart is hurt.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, because they've got their quarterback. Now, does he stay healthy for 10 years? Hopefully he doesn't, and beyond that. But At some point, you've got to take a leap of faith and say that, all right, I can't factor in injuries. I just have to assume based on the talent that they've got their quarterback, at least for now. And while they have failed woefully, you're right, in their ability to find a winning culture, it doesn't mean that Kafka's not going to try to, you know, dial into that and change the tone in the building here. Like, that's really his biggest task here. And, I'm with you on this. If there's no Jackson Dart, I really don't want to watch Russell Wilson at all. And I would go to Jameis. Yeah. I've said that. But at least if it's Jameis, it'll be fun and, you know, whatever. Maybe you see some things. I don't know. But if the defense gets its act together and when Dart comes back and plays, the Giants are going to probably win a couple of games at the end of the year, probably. And I think that that is more beneficial than not. I get the tanking aspect, or I get the focus on bigger stuff, but collectively, from a morale point of view, they got to crank out some wins here, man. I'm not saying that they will, but you got to certainly try to do it.
If you had a head coach in place, sure. I don't think that the morale already at this point is toast. It's over. This season is over. At least with the Jets, they're building towards something in year one. Now, I'm not saying I would tank. I'm just saying I think the Giants would benefit from losing, especially with Jackson Dart out. Also, to me, the main priority would be keeping Dart healthy. I don't care how many games they win with Mike Kafka. I don't want Kafka back. So what's the difference? I prioritize keeping everybody else's shot. Scataboo's out. Neighbors is out.
Yep.
I prioritize keeping Jackson Dart healthy and fresh. And then it's going to be about who the next head coach is going to be. Why not be in a better spot with a better pick, whether you could trade it or not? Try to set the organization up. Again, I am not an advocate of tanking ever. I'm just saying in this particular circumstance, I don't think winning does the Giants any good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree. I think it would change the, like, they could change your overall health, but of just the mindset of the building. And maybe it doesn't. I mean, there's been a lot of teams that win some games at the end of the year. You're like, oh, here we go. And then it doesn't equate to success the next year. But I think the more important question at this point is, okay, so Dart is not going to be, I'd be stunned if he's cleared. He's going to be in concussion protocol. He's not playing this week. If he is cleared the next week, you play him?
Yeah, I mean, if he's fully healthy, 100% ready to go, yeah. He's a young player. You got to. I would play him a little bit more conservatively. You heard Baldy talk about it. And I kept calling it the RPO. It is not the RPO. The read option.
The read option
is what's getting him in trouble.
Yeah,
that's what you just
can't.
Yeah,
that's not an option to pass. That's him keeping the ball and it's running.
Correct. He's either going to hand it off or run himself, which he's going to do. He's going to take it himself because that's just who he is. So I would 1,000% limit the read options. And that's just something that any head coach has to do moving forward. The Giants have been abusing Jackson Dart, not using his skill set. I don't know if the Drake May, now Baldy brought up that comp. I mean, that's a dream comp right there. I need to see more of Jackson Dart throwing the football to go with that type of comp. But that's the way to have sustained success. So maybe Kafka could use him in a different manner.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can. And then you talk about a head coach trying to make this is his opportunity, Kafka, so you want to also score points and win.
Yeah.
What's the one way the Giants are going to score points? It's with Jackson Dart running the football.
Yeah, that's really the only way that they could do it. So here's the thing, though. So I do like Lane Kiffin. Baldy was very enthusiastic when I brought up Lane Kiffin's name. How do you think Lane Kiffin used him at Ole Miss? The same way that Brian Daboll is using him here.
I know, but college is so different. Speed, physicality.
I know, but would Lane Kiffin be different? I know it's more ferocious on Sunday than on Saturdays.
He'd have to be.
Are we sure he would? Think about how we deployed him a year ago. The last couple of years, he got hurt a lot at Ole Miss.
You know who I know would be different? John Gruden, because we heard him say it in the clip. John Gruden said this before any of this became a reality. Exactly what Gruden said. We played the clip the other day.
Yeah.
You know, when he was talking about Jackson Dart before he got drafted, saying, I don't want to be in the tent looking at where's my quarterback because you're going to get hurt. And that's exactly what happened with Brian Daboll. I mean, it was predictable from John Gruden's aspect, so Gruden wouldn't allow that. I would be open to it. I know the knocks and the horrible emails and all that's gone wrong with Gruden, his resume.
Open to it, too.
I think you'd have to.
I'd be open to it, but the one thing, and that was good sound that we played. Yeah. I think, was that yesterday? I think it was yesterday, right?
Yes.
That was really, really interesting to hear that perspective from Gruden. I'm calling BS, though, because I'm sorry. I'm gonna defend Daboll here. When you are 2-5 or 2-6 or 2-7, and everybody's circling like vultures, looking for a little breadcrumb, get a little peck of the corpse. Oh, the Brian Daboll corpse. It's very easy for John Gruden to sit in an air-conditioned room with a grease board when it's not his team and it's not his win-loss record. He's not on the firing squad. It's not his quarterback. He can talk about Jackson Dart like, oh, I can't have you in the blue tent. But it's easy to say that when I think when you're hanging by a thread, I think that goes out the window. Now, it went out the window for Daboll, and that's partly why he lost his job. I'm just not as convinced that what and I like Gruden. What Gruden was saying on that cut that we played or in that cut, I'm not so sure that he would actually subscribe to that when the bullets are flying and people are saying he should be fired because he hasn't won.
BT and Sal on the fan. Rock is calling from Long Island. What's up, Rock?
Hey, guys. It's happening. Listen, the Lane Kiffin thing, I think, to be honest with you, I think Ole Miss does what they did with Indiana, sign Cognetti so he don't go to Penn State. And Lane Kiffin, I believe, is going to – Ole Miss is going to open up their checkbook for him to keep him the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
We talk sports who agree to disagree. If I had to lean towards somebody, I would lean more towards Cliff Kingsbury. I happen to like him as a coordinator the whole bit. He didn't do a half-bad job. But the thing that I think we all agree on is the Giants need to do their serious, serious homework here because we haven't had a decent leader here since Tommy Boy. And that's just it. I mean, we just haven't had a decent leader. And another thing, we want a guy that's going to put a good step in. Top-tier offensive coordinator. Top-tier defensive coordinator. You know, it's just what we need. It's just... They just basically, really need to do their homework.
They basically need everything, Rock. That's the bottom line. You're not wrong. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, you need a head coach. You need some coordinators who know what they're doing. You need some players. I mean, what don't they need?
Yeah.
You need everything.
I mean, that's obvious. It's a matter of then who's going to be making these decisions, who's hiring the next head coach, what's going to happen with the general manager. I thought that we were going to wait and see, and then once the press release came out, I thought it was definitive the change is going to be back. Then the reports today saying maybe not so sure. So we still don't know. We know that there's going to be a new head coach. We don't know what's going to happen with the general manager, so we could talk about guys that we would choose as a head coach. For me, I would go with experience. I would try to limit the risks when hiring the next head coach. I think there are some appealing, younger names out there. This is a spot where you bring up Kingsbury. I liked him for the Jets, potentially. A guy who had experience before. Offensive mind, mm-hmm. That to me would have been a better fit. I don't look at this situation with the Giants as a Kingsbury fit. I don't know why I would separate the two. I just, where they're at now, BT, I would not, I personally wouldn't go with Kingsbury here.
I like him a little. I don't love him. I don't even like him enough to really put him centrally on the list here. Yeah, the problem, though, too, is like we talk about these coaches, and it's very easy to talk about coaches because they are front and center. Like, we know all the names, mm-hmm. We know the coordinators, we know the coaching records, we know, you know, what style of play they, you know, if they're on the offensive side of the ball or defensive. It's very hard to talk about general managers because it's just much more nebulous. It's less clear. So maybe we're focusing on the wrong thing because there are at least a few accomplished head coaches out there that have at least done the job pretty well that are available. What proven GM is out there that's done the job? I mean, you need experienced general manager as well.
Yeah, I know, but we've been down this road before, and they have failed to hire the guys. We keep talking about Thomas Dimitroff, who I think Hoff was telling me this morning he's back in the Saints organization. Remember we had Dimitroff in here around the draft?
He was all in. He wanted one. He thought he was talking to the Jets.
Yes, right. He got interviewed.
Very serious.
A guy like that who came from the successful Patriots dynasty.
Definitely.
And then was successful building his own teams up with the Atlanta Falcons a few times over. That would be a guy. But again, he's a known guy. We might know some of the, I don't want to say retreads because that's disrespectful, but the guys who have done it before, those names are out there.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that those guys are home run hires. I don't care really who it is because you're going to end up hiring somebody. If it's not a retread guy,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be somebody from a successful organization, the same way that you thought you were doing with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll from Buffalo.
Yeah, I guess when you lay it out like that, I got you. I guess what I'm saying, though, is, you know, if everybody, well, not everybody, because some people are willing to do it, but if there's a reluctance, and I certainly stand here, unless it was Lane, although Lane did coach for the Raiders, like there's a reluctance to give the job as a head coach to somebody who hasn't done it. What I'm saying is I think there should be equal amount of fear and reluctance to give somebody the GM job who hasn't done it. Like, if I'm going to try to mitigate risk with the head coach, I got to do it with the GM.
Right.
They need so much.
But he would have to have done it successfully. if Joe Shane.
Yeah, I don't want to take some scrub who was whacked after 2 years who failed and say, well, just because he did it, he's a home run hire. But hopefully there's a balance somewhere in between.
But it doesn't make any sense to me. The prime example, somebody that I'm familiar with from all of his work in Atlanta, was Dimitroff. I don't know how he couldn't get another job. I think that if there's ever going to be a general manager that would get another opportunity, mm-hmm. it would be a guy like him. Who, yes, he got fired, but he had incredible success.
He did, and he's not old.
He's not. So how come he couldn't get another opportunity?
I don't know.
To build one of these crappy franchises back up? And if he can't, then what would be the other? Like you said, we don't even know the other retread names
that
are out there.
You know, give Joe a call?
That's what I'm saying.
You talk to Joe?
Would you do that? Come on.
I mean, I might talk to Joe. I mean, think about if Joe Douglas had a quarterback.
Yeah, well,
things would be a little different for Joe. But he got the quarterback.
But whose fault is that?
I understand that.
He chose poorly.
Understood, but he also did other things that were really smart. Now, AVT kept getting hurt, but he crushed that. He crushed Garrett. Gardner was very good early. You know, crushed Q. You know, had some really, really good signings there. And the knock, like, the Jets couldn't win because they had no quarterback. If they had a quarterback, Joe would still be here.
I know, but he's the one who controlled whether they had a quarterback or not.
Oh,
and
I know.
And that wasn't the reason why. I don't think they were coached well. He picked poor coaches. I don't think they were talented as everybody else thinks. Now, I'm not saying I would never give Joe Douglas a look. I certainly wouldn't do that if I'm the Giants. But that's a good example of a guy who was not very successful overall. But there are some appealing elements to what he may bring in a second opportunity to be the guy.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, though, don't get the second opportunity. You ever think Joe Shane's going to get another job when the Giants do eventually decide to move on from him?
No, not as a GM. He's going to have to go probably back
Jerry
to the Bills
Reese?
Or...
Jerry...
No, didn't get it.
Okay,
no.
But that's what I'm saying. And yeah. Now, he was one who had some success, and you could say, okay, but he learned under Ernie Accorsi.
Mm-hmm.
He was here. Now, I didn't like Reese. I thought they should have fired him long before that they did, but whatever. Point is, he comes from the Giants organization, had success. He didn't get another opportunity. These guys, for whatever reason, the general manager is almost, well, I've seen what you could do, and I want to try to hit somebody else that's better.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember, like, going back to Joe, I was, and eventually I'm like, I gotta stop dying on this mountain here, but I was looking for reasons to keep Joe, and I wasn't alone as a Jets fan, and not because it was like blind faith. I'm like, man, you know, and maybe it was also a low barometer of previous Jet GMs, to be very fair. I mean, at least he presented some really talented players, and the previous guys before him were awful. They didn't even really do that. So maybe I was overly enamored with the good stuff, and maybe I kind of glossed over the bad stuff, and the bad stuff was the quarterback. But I remember, and I wasn't alone, I was trying to find reasons to keep Joe. I thought there was real value there, and you're right. He's the one who whiffed on Zach. Not like I didn't say draft Zach. He drafted him, but all I'm saying is, and I think that because the Jets' defense has gotten worse since a lot of his players have left the building, whether it's DJ Reed, who was a very good free agent signing. I'm not saying I hire Joe. I'd have a conversation with Joe myself.
Mike is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's up? You're on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Yeah. So, I have a couple things. So, you know, on the coaching search, you know, everybody watches Hard Knocks and stuff like that. Like, the Giants need a guy that can go in there and that's just a leader of men. We don't need guys that are wearing capris on the sidelines. Like, we want a guy with slacks, a crew neck sweatshirt. You know, I think Gruden's that type of guy. I think Flores is that type of guy. Spagnuolo. You know, I would stay away from these.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Mike, okay, so you're into the presentation and like the alpha male, which is fine. But I mean, if Gruden's that guy, why didn't he get it done with the Raiders?
I think a lot has to do with the general manager that you're dealing with,
which was Mike Mayock, who was a draft.
He didn't have a chance to see it through, getting fired. You know,
I know, but that wasn't really trending big time. It was
who do you want, Mike? Pick a guy. You have one choice to make your hire for the Giants' next head coach. Who is it?
I think it's Flores. I think you need a guy that can go into a room and, you know, you've heard the saying, like, he's been there, like, his thing has been there for the past 5 minutes. Like, I think a lot of that, you know, you're dealing with that. Like, you take these coordinators, they're dealing with, let's say, a smaller room, like a quarterback coach has three guys in his room. You know, you want somebody to go in there that could command a room of 90 people.
I agree. That would be a, I don't want to say prerequisite, and thank you for the call, Mike. That would be high on my list of boxes to check. However, again, this is a unique circumstance. Not to mention that Flores is literally suing the New York Football Giants, suing the NFL, but suing the team that we want to maybe hire him to be the head coach. It's also New York. It's just, I like Flores, and I would give him a chance because I think he is a leader of men. I like what he did with the Dolphins. Matter of fact, the issue to me with the Dolphins was the owner, the GM, the quarterback, not Flores. So I believe in Brian Flores. I just don't know if this is the right spot. I wanted the Jets to maybe take a look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Giants the right spot under the current circumstances with all that's going on there? I think they could do worse. If they hired him, I'd be excited about it. I just still think the element of the unknown, it might be too big of risk for a team that has failed how many times over in the last decade plus. That's my biggest issue with Flores.
Would you talk to Sala? He fixed the defense in a heartbeat.
There is no chance I would talk to Robert Saleh. You want to bring Douglas Saleh into the Giants?
Yeah, Joe Douglas and Robert. What am I saying now that I think of it? Because I said, that's funny.
You want the Douglas Saleh combo.
I presented them in two totally different parts, but at the end of the day, I'm saying, yeah, why don't you talk to Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh and see how that goes. Listen, I think that the Giants are going to have an abundance of options. I don't know that anything's going to be great. You know, whether it's the McCarthy, whether it's Flores, and that's a different level of baggage. Gruden's got baggage, but I also think that there's an avenue to be bold here, and that is approaching a team this off because you have the quarterback and you don't need to burn a first round pick on a quarterback. You can make a trade, and I know Lamar's back and the Ravens very well. You know, they're going to beat the Jets in a couple of weeks and they might keep winning. They might go back to the play. Matter of fact, at this point, I actually would bet that they would be a playoff team, but if that goes sideways, maybe it's over for John. Maybe you try to trade with them.
The first thing I would do is call the Steelers, call the Ravens, any of those
Niners
head coaches. I'd call the Niners. Call the Broncos.
Packers?
Now, is that realistic? All of them.
Packers, too? You don't like LaFleur?
I don't love LaFleur. But yes. Now, those are probably not realistic, any of them. But yes, those type of guys I'd be looking to poach if I could, if I'm the Giants.
Here's one thing I got to hear before I move on. No.
Yeah.
I got to hear no.
Hey, the Knicks did it with everybody.
That's true. I mean, hey, listen, can I speak to so-and-so with the Ravens? Hey, this is Mr. Mara. Would you like to trade for, can we trade for Harbaugh? No. Click. Okay. I got my answer. Now I move on to the other stuff.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
None of us hit the parlays. I went two-teamer, and I lost on the Bucks-Patriots. I had the Bucks actually knocked me out of the knockout pool. I went with Tampa Bay. I just thought they were going to win that game. Tight game. That was a frustrating loss. And then I had the Lions, which was a layup victory. Those 4 o'clock games were blowouts all over the place. Who'd you have, BT?
I think I lost everything. I had the under.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just saw 0-3 again.
Well, so you already knew the answer.
No,
you just
I didn't.
Set me up by
I
that.
Didn't.
Hey, what'd
and
you
he
do,
was,
BT?
He was
staring at 0-3.
No, I knew you had one bad one. Did you
well,
have the Bills?
I had the Bills. Yeah. I had the Bills laying 8.5. They were down 13-0. They got smoked. I had the Jets and the Browns under. And, of course, you get two special teams touching, which I'll take because it led to a Jets win. The third game, I had the Cardinals plus 6.5 against
Seattle.
That was
Seattle. A bad one I was thinking.
And they got crushed.
Yeah, that was a bad one. I honestly did not realize you were 0-3. Hoff was 0-4.
Good.
And I was 1-1.
It doesn't make a difference. I'm still like 100 points ahead of you.
No, it does make a difference. We gave out 8 picks. Only one of them hit. I mean, that's bad as a show.
7.
Come on, we got to pick it up a little bit.
Any blood, though, with the actual picks,
no
spreads?
You gained 10
Here
points.
Here we go. This is what matters.
Because you had the Bears and
the Jets. There you go.
I had
spot.
The opposite, so I didn't get anything.
Ooh,
and what
nice.
You have, Hoff? You had the
I had the Bears and the Browns.
So you hit the Bears. So Hoff is at 160. I'm at 90. You are at 50.
So I went from 40 to 50. All right.
I made the decision on Sunday after watching the first game lose that I had. I'm going minimum 3-teamers the rest of the way and maybe even just 4-teamers the rest of the way.
Start to air it out a little bit. A little deeper in the playbook.
Yeah, because why not? All you have to do is hit one. I've been pretty good with the picks. Overall, Hoff is 17-21. I'm 16-12. And you are 10-17.
You're 16-12?
Yeah. And
nice.
You're 10-17. I'm actually even better in college football. And you have nothing to show for it. I can't score. I make the picks. I can't win.
Red zone Sal. He gets tripped up inside the 5.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets you there, but
it's
he don't
story
score.
Of life. You just can't score.
Because
no
I keep
what.
Doing the parlays. I'm a sucker. Yeah, exactly. I'm a Brown sucker night. For the parlays. Anyway, point is, I think I'm going through. There's no. I'm not wasting time with the 2-teamers anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to do me any good.
Bold,
if I can't
I like
hit those.
It. We got to at least take him down. We can't let him win.
It's not happening, guys.
Again?
It's backdoor, 4-team Hail Mary, get lucky.
It's year 3. Year 3, he won year 1. He can't win again. No way.
Listen, there's no back door. I'm just killing it as always. I have a strategy.
Yeah.
You're doing
it's
well.
A great strategy.
Credit.
Yeah.
Listen, at the end of the day, us and the fans are going to get together. We're going to make your lives a living hell. That's all that this means to me is to make you guys feel unbelievably uncomfortable for a full day.
I didn't dress up last year. I don't plan on dressing up again. All right, BT and Sal, the fail. Let's get back to the phones here. Oh, you'll like this
one. I kind
of
enjoyed, by the way. I've come to
Brother
enjoy
love.
It. It's like a tradition.
Who are you for? Oh, Goldust, right. I was doing. Frank in Parsippany. This is Frank from Rails, of course. Maybe wanted to clear his name.
He promised
us tickets to the Ranger game. Then he backed out. The Rangers go out there, have their first home victory. They score, 6 goals? Frank from Rails. How are you, Frank?
Wow, Sal, I got to defend myself on the radio now. My lobster guy's here breaking my chops, want to know I'm promising tickets and not coming through.
did he know who you were promising to, that he was going to get ripped on the radio?
Wait till the Scallops guy
every
goes.
Day.
Yeah, defend yourself. He crushed you there, Frank.
I'm trying to be a good guy, do the right thing here. I'm like, oh, who would appreciate these tickets? Well, so here's the best. So the guy calls me back, and he says, I can give you tickets for Sunday. So I was going to tell Hoff I'll take him. He picks up the phone and says, oh, Frank, thanks for those tickets. So now you're both out.
Screw them.
All right. Well, we got.
I think our Christmas dinner is going to be me and you. Huff and Sal are going to be sitting in the Saquon Barkley section.
Enjoy that. Enjoy that. You and BT.
Let's go,
no,
man.
We do appreciate the offer, and really, it was fine. But I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't annoyed with the result. Yeah.
You can have Sunday night's game if you want them. I think they're playing the Red Wings.
We appreciate
that.
Well,
I don't have them yet, so I don't want to get beat up again next Monday.
Give us your, before we let you go, give us your, you're obviously a huge Giants fan. What are you thinking of the Dable and then Shane stuff as well?
Who do you want to coach?
Well, I mean, who do
That's
I?
That's what I want.
I want. Who do I want? I don't know. I just want to make sure they talk to everybody. Don't leave a stone unturned.
Going to have to narrow that focus a little bit.
I like McCarthy because of stability.
You were on with us a couple weeks ago.
I was defending Dable.
Yeah, you wanted Dable. You wanted Dable and Dart.
Yeah, but, you know, losing those 2 games, I said he had, you know, the proving point with that Niners game, and they just blew it. And then last week, it's, you know, you can't keep the guy around. But I do like him, and I, you know, even BT said last year, you know, Dable 2.0 is going to be better than Dable 1, and I think he's going to go somewhere and we'll be successful.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was just actually looking at it. And thank you for the call, Frank. And thank you for the offer. We appreciate it.
See
trying
you
to clear
soon,
your
man.
Name. Yeah, again, Hoff will talk
get
to you. Maybe
soon.
Take those tickets. Yeah, we do have to get in there. Maybe Dable's next job could be going back to Penn State. I saw the Post has posted exclusive photo. They go, exclusive photos. Dable was spotted. Yeah, outside of his house.
Yeah, he's living. He's
spotted. You went to stalk him outside of his house.
I hate that. Remember they did that to Sala at the grocery store when he got fired? How about you let people have some dignity? Did he do that?
My favorite was Joe Judge, because I think he had like a delivery of like a ton
the
of
pizza.
Beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Yes,
that'd be me, man.
Load me up with
the serve size of pizza. So they see, they show Dable. This is according to the Post here on their Instagram page. They show Dable walking out of what appears to be his house,
okay,
in a hoodie, you know, snowing out in Jersey, in a Penn State Nittany Lions hoodie, and that made me think, well, Penn State is open.
Let's see,
maybe go back to college for Penn State.
Let's see. So he has.
I think Dable could be a good coach.
I think he'd be a very good coach in college, and I think eventually he could be a good coach in the NFL. So. Here's some of his, I'll skip over some of the smaller schools. He was at Michigan State for a couple of years in the late 90s. Obviously, Patriots, the Jets for a minute, the Browns, Dolphins, Chiefs,
Bama.
Alabama, 2017. Yeah. So really not much of a college background. William & Mary for a year, that's how he got going. So William & Mary, Michigan State.
Wait, he wasn't at Penn State?
No, I don't see anything at Penn State here. No, I don't see anything. I just see William & Mary.
Are you sure about that?
I'm double checking. You know what? Michigan State.
Because I saw, this is the second thing. I saw on somebody, a feed. It came up in my feed. There was a female. I don't know who she is, otherwise I'd name her. Dable was taking a selfie with her in the stands, and I'm pretty sure he was wearing a Penn State hoodie.
Well, maybe he's
and
a fan.
I was thinking it was at Penn State.
I wear a St. John's sweatshirt. I played for St. John. I coached St. John's.
Yeah, fair enough. Whatever. You know. Anyway, so I saw that, and I was like, oh, maybe he coached there or whatever.
I think he'd be great in college. But I think he's also going to be good in the NFL. I think he was screwed by Shane in bad circumstances.
Think about this as well. One more on Dable. What he was year one as a coach. I forget who I was talking. Who the hell was I talking about this? Maybe somebody at SNY. What he was year one as a coach. Aggressive, fiery. It started to get chipped away year two, year three, to a point where we saw him in his last game kicking a freaking field goal from the half-yard line. That's not the Brian Dable that we saw in year one.
Okay.
And that's circumstance of having probably the higher-ups, hey, we don't like this. Hey, temper your enthusiasm. Hey, you got to tone it down. You're hot-headed. And then he starts to now
overthink things.
And be less secure in who he is.
Which is a natural human reaction to that.
But also the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Which is why, Aaron Glenn, you want to keep berating people over the quarterback questions? Do you, be you, don't change.
1,000%, you got to be yourself. Sean is on Long Island. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right. Up, so, not much. Diehard Bills fan here. We're kind of going through it a little bit at 6-3, and I think our feeling is that the things have run its course between Bean and McDermott. And I'm wondering if you take a look at things. You got a guy that's 55 games over 500. He'd be the sixth fastest coach to reach 100 wins. And he's a good culture builder and a leader of men. Would you trade your first-round pick in 2027 or even 2026, for that matter, to the Bills for McDermott?
That's a really good question. I hadn't thought about that. I'd be tempted to. At the end of the day, when I had to make the decision, I would probably stop short of making that trade. I would try to shoot a layer higher than McDermott. I like McDermott. Don't love him, but I like him.
Yeah, I can't go down that road, especially because it's from Buffalo again. And thank you for the call, Sean. Again, there's... I don't know, man. This is such a tough call. They could do a lot worse than McDermott, obviously. But look at what's gone on in Buffalo with incredible circumstance. He's had Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And they still can't get over the hump.
Yeah,
and
but think about the way they lost to the Chiefs in that game. Like, they're in the Super Bowl.
I get it.
I mean, they've been really good.
Okay, but do you think he's going to build the Giants up to the point where...
to a perennial wild card or 10 or 11 team? That I would say yes to.
Okay, but to the point where you're going to win a Super Bowl?
No, but that goes to something I said earlier, where at least you can now hand the baton to somebody in a couple of years when you get out of this hellhole.
I know. The more I think about this, and I really do need to give it some thought, because I could be sold on Gruden. I could be sold on Belichick. I don't want McCarthy. I could probably be sold on McDermott. I think at my heart, I really want Flores. I understand why that's not probably likely here. But man, they got to get this one right. And that's why I'm saying you got to limit the risk. And even with McDermott, it's like, okay, he was nice. I don't look at McDermott the way that I looked at Andy Reid when he left the Eagles. Put it that
way. I agree with that. I agree. But why?
I look at him as the problem in Buffalo. Whereas I didn't look at Reed as the problem with the Eagles. I looked at it. He just didn't have enough. Mm-hmm. He maximized. He squeezed every ounce out of what he could out of McNabb and that roster with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then when he finally got a quarterback that could take him to a whole nother level, he has gotten to a whole nother level with Mahomes. I look at McDermott. He will never be in a better position than he's been with the Bills these last several years.
Well, I mean, the defense could be a whole hell of a lot better. Their defense suddenly is not very good.
And
so,
he's a defensive guy,
and
FYI.
He's a 5 years as a coordinator for the Carolina Panthers. You know, I think that was 2011 through 2016. McDermott is a very good coach. I mean, to me, see, this is interesting. I feel like McDermott here is being sold short, and there's a heightened and an unfair elevation of Gruden.
Yeah,
think about
Gruden,
this.
Gruden,
he's got the one Super Bowl. Yeah. And what is he's interesting when he talks? Like,
no.
We like the way he sounds?
No, he won a Super Bowl. He was a successful head coach. He arguably could have had two if not for the stupid Tuck rule.
Also had a lot of down years, though, too. McDermott doesn't have down years. They're always in a mix.
Not yet. He didn't. Let's see when he goes to a second franchise. Let's not forget, Gruden built up the Raiders. Like, we can't just dismiss. It's not just what he did with the Bucs, taking a team led by Tony Dungy that Dungy couldn't get over the top. Gruden took it over the top and won. And then, okay, his second stint with Oakland, or wherever the hell they were at that point.
Yeah, both.
Okay,
yep.
You can't just say that. What about the first stint? There was a reason why Gruden got hired to be the difference maker in Tampa, which he was.
I know.
And again, I'm not.
I know. I like Gruden.
I'm not 100% sold on Gruden either.
I'm definitely not. I'll talk to him. I mean, there's a 4-win season, another 4-win season, you know, 8-8, a lot of 7-9s. Like, to me, the Gruden, listen, I think Gruden gets... I don't think it's really an accurate representation of who he's truly been as a coach. I know he's good.
Because
I'm not pushing back on that. Obviously, he's good.
Well, and he was very good.
And he has the one championship. And when you win a championship, you're going to be placed at a different level. And to that, I understand. But I think because his personality, and he's been on TV, and he's quirky, and he's no nonsense, and he's old school, and he's this, and he's that... I think people think he's a little bit better than he is, whereas with McDermott, who doesn't really say a peep in terms of, you know, the media's just very buttoned up,
right.
He's very, you know, stone-faced on the sidelines, maybe a lack of personality hurts McDermott and it helps Gruden.
But that is a part of it. The way that Gruden talked to Jackson Dart, I like that. I want my head coach talking to players like that. I don't think that a lot of the new age guys do that anymore. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm right, but I like that. I know what I'm getting with Gruden. I know what I'm getting with Bill Belichick. I don't know if it works to the highest of levels anymore because the recent resume will tell you it has not.
Well,
for both.
Yes, and the recent resume, I mean, if I put it this, forget about the name. The Giants, you know, the introductory press conference, welcome to MetLife, they introduce so-and-so, whatever the name's going to be. Because obviously I'm talking about Gruden, but whomever that person is, this is what he did in his last 8 or 9 years. 4-12, 9-7, 9-7, 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, 3-2. Now, is that any reason to get overly pumped up? That's a long stretch of football where the game's changed a lot, Sal.
But show me the Giants coach who's done that.
Yeah, but that's why the Giants are in the tank, and the Giants are awful.
Yeah, okay, but also McDermott has his... Again, do you think that he's the reason for their success or the reason why they haven't had the ultimate success?
I think he's a tick below being a Super Bowl coach, clearly. I mean, but I also don't think he's that next-level coach. But I also believe he's got a lot more to do with their regeneration as a franchise than he gets credit for.
I would argue,
it's not just Josh Allen.
Wins
a lot of games.
I would argue that McDermott's coaching style in big games has prevented them from getting over the hump. Now, that's the next layer, maybe the ultimate layer of a head coach, and you're trying to get to that point. So you're saying, well, they got to... Before they can walk, they got to crawl.
Yeah, crawl a little bit here.
So the Giants need to start crawling into the postseason.
Yeah.
So somebody could build it up. But I could find guys that could do that. I don't know if I... You could do worse than McDermott. I would not hire him.
And by the way, I don't know that I'd give a first-round pick. I'm just, you know, having the conversation. Yep. The question was posed to me. Would I give up a first-round pick? And I said, probably not. But I was just trying to have a full conversation about McDermott. Here's the one thing. If I'm going to go with a defensive coach... Which I really don't want to do as a Giants. If it's going to be a defensive guy, it's got to be somebody who's done it. McDermott's a defensive guy. He's won a lot of games. He could fix this defense up. Perfect, no. Pretty good. Yeah, I would say it would be pretty good.
More of your calls on the other side. We'll finish up on the phones. BT and Sal on the Fan.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Matt is calling from South Florida. What's up, Matt?
I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet, but let's just assume Shane is in charge of looking for a head coach. His contract is up after next season, so you're looking at extending him now. So nobody compounds problems better than the Giants. It makes no sense. Why would they just not get rid of him? This is just a bad look for the organization again.
Yep.
I love the way you worded that. They compound the problem. And it's very simple. Matt, you could think, or they could think, that Joe Shane's been okay and has some semblance of talent. Why wouldn't you just clean house and start fresh? It doesn't make any sense.
There's no other answer. They think they're smart people. They have no awareness. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a football guy. They own the team. They're not football guys. It's pretty clear. They are constantly choosing the wrong people, getting rid of the head coach, keeping the GM, hiring somebody, then firing that. I mean, they're gonna waste Jackson Dart's rookie contract, and they're going to ruin his career, and then he'll go to another team and he'll win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was a call of the day. Now, obviously, since then, we've learned the report of Ian O'Connor saying that it's not a given necessarily that Joe Shane is going to be back, the Giants right now with Mr. Mara's health in a spot where maybe they couldn't fire the GM and go through this search and the grueling process. So we'll sit back and wait and see, but I would treat it as if we still don't know. Although the press release yesterday read like he was definitively going to come back and lead the search, the reports today make it sound like maybe not so fast that it could still be. His fate is yet to be determined, so I think that's how we should operate.
As it should be, because he hasn't done anything or hasn't done enough to, you're coming back. You've done a great job. If I was running the Giants, there's no way I would do that. You know, and the point, too, about what the caller said about ruining Dart's career, I think that's a little bit much, but I do think the other point about maybe wasting his first contract, that is on point. You know, because you think about the advantageous, side of drafting a young quarterback, him playing right away, you being a good team, and you really not paying him a lot. that's when you could build out the rest of the roster. These other teams, once that young quarterback, whomever it is, once they get to the second contract, well, you know, now you maybe got to skimp here on the old line, or maybe that nickel corner that you want to keep around has to go, or that third wide receiver that you can't afford, or that second safety that you really like. And then you kind of start losing some talent. So I do agree with that. You get a couple of year window where Jackson's not making money. You got to crush it.
You know, there were the post tweeted out, or this is on Instagram actually, a bunch of different names. We've gone over some of them here. I'm going to throw out a couple that maybe we didn't. So Lane Kiffin, we did.
Yep.
Gruden, obviously, we've done that. Kevin Stefanski, a call brought up before.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
I mean,
I'm not interested. I think he's better than you do, but I'm not interested in Kevin Stefanski.
I never said he's good or he isn't, so you don't know how good I think of him. What I know is Cleveland sucks. And the end of the Jets game, and now their defense is very good.
He did some good things there early. His first year, won 11 games.
The end of the
tough
Jets,
place to win.
The end of the Jets game, that might have been the worst coached defense I've ever seen in my life, trying to get the ball back from the Jets, who can't move the ball. The penalties were inexcusable. That is a direct reflection of the head coach.
Fair enough. Here's another guy, though, who, you know, it's tough to evaluate him without a quarterback. I mean, it's been bouncing around with that. Again, I don't love him.
I thought he was supposed to be the quarterback guru. How many guys are going to get a chance? You always say
that doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. That's my point. So why would I hire him? Because of what he did with the defense, not supposed to be a defensive guy. Zach Taylor.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be gone. I do. Zach would be a little interesting to me because his problem is defense, and the Giants have some good defensive players.
Yeah, I know.
Enough to have a conversation.
It doesn't do anything for me. We want to stay away from the North,
unless it's Mike Tomlin, right?
I mean,
or Harbaugh.
Look at the talent the Bengals have had. This guy can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin. Now,
100%.
Yeah, but is he available? Every year, everybody's like, oh, Tomlin. And every year, he just is retained by the Steelers.
Doesn't it feel like this is going to be it, though? I mean, they are starting to swoon a little bit. Ravens starting to wake up. If they don't make the playoffs, that probably is it for him.
Jeff Hafley, that's the guy
that came up
Boldy
before.
Brought up. Packers defensive coordinator.
Yep.
Kingsbury, we brought him up before.
I love it. Don't hate it. Don't love it.
Kafka, and then another one, Lou Anarumo.
Okay.
Colts. He's right now the Colts defensive coordinator. Was with the Bengals, I think, all those years.
Yeah.
Never got a head coaching opportunity.
That's a lot of names. I mean, you're going to hear a lot more, too. There's probably 20 names we could throw out there. Hey, don't forget about Belichick, as dumb as it might sound, or as, you know, unrealistic as it might sound. And, you know, there's going to be maybe some other college coaches or trade for this guy. It's going to be a long list. I think the job's attractive now.
Yeah. I'm still not where you are with the job being attractive. Because I need to see all the... How do I know it's attractive? Put yourself in the head coach's spot. Hey, Sal, we want to interview you. Hey, BT, we want to interview you for the job to be the Giants head coach. Okay, I'm going in there right now. I don't know who the general manager is. I don't know the status of the health of the... Like, those are all things, unfortunately, that are in play here. I need to see that. Obviously, there's no head coach. You're looking to get that job. So the coordinator is going to be, you would assume, you get to bring in. That's a good thing. The quarterback being in place, those are good things. The GM and the hierarchy, the structure, that's an unknown right now.
It is, but I could always get assurances. Otherwise, I'm just not taking the job. Like, hey, listen, I've got, you know, this say or on the roster. And listen, the Giants might not acquiesce to that, but that's the first thing. All right, so how's the stability? Well, it's not very good. The next checkpoint is, how's the quarterback? And if you like Dart the way I do, you would love the Giants' potential opening.
Yeah.
Or not potential, but potentially to take the job.
All right. I mean, it's been Giants here the first 2 days of the week. Tomorrow we got some special guests lined up, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we get the Jets to talk about Thursday.
Well,
Knicks tonight.
Let's go.
Hot Stove. David Stearns, I know, is speaking a little bit later on, so maybe he'll say something interesting for a change, and we can react to that. So a lot to do here, obviously, as the week goes on. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff, as always. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you again to all that have served and continue to serve this great country of ours. Happy Veterans Day. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.